This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
9 o'clock on a Friday. It is Take a Mania time. We have the worst takes. We've been doing this for a couple of months now, and we had a new champion. The belt has been passed around a little bit more than it was for a while there. For a long time, Angelo Cataldi was the belt holder for worst take with his Andy Reid biggest fraud in American sports take that he had. Finally unseated by Emmanuel Acho, who held the belt for 1 week. And now Stephen A. Smith holds the belt. That's the lineage of the title. Ross Tucker, the original title holder. That was
the
genesis.
We'll have a tournament at the end of the year.
I can't wait.
Things change, and a lot of guys, you know, there is some teams surge towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
Summer. Right now, Cataldi's is a blue blood.
Yeah.
Cataldi's take is a blue blood.
Yeah.
It's going to take a Cinderella story to knock him off.
It's Mount Rushmore of
this.
He's a Mount Rushmore of Take-A-Mania. Yes.
Yeah.
So here's
look at these albums and how much time they spend at number one. One's gonna lose its luster for a little bit, but then at the end of the decade, when you say, okay, what are the albums of the decade?
Yeah.
You got to acknowledge the amount of time they spent at the top of the charts.
I'm keeping the list on the rundown, so don't worry, we've got the records of all this. So the current champion is Stephen A. Smith, who had this take back in early April, just days before Michael Malone, the Denver Nuggets head coach, got fired.
Here's my bold prediction. I think the Denver Nuggets are going to return to the NBA Finals. And I think it's going to be because of Russell Westbrook. I think Russell Westbrook being in that situation with them. We know what Jokic and Jamal Murray and Porter and Aaron Gordon could do. And congrats to Gordon for getting his dollars. He deserves it. But Russell Westbrook is going to do something for the Denver Nuggets, very positive, and infused a personality transplant to some degree. His competitive fervor, I think that's gonna be a huge, huge thing with Denver. And him feeding off that great, great crowd in Denver, I think that's going to be a huge deal that people are sleeping on. Russell Westbrook's impact on the Denver Nuggets.
This is the part that did it for me, because there's a part of me when I was listening to her, I was like, well, yeah, I mean, the wild card would be is if you get the very best version of Russell Westbrook in the playoffs. If you could get that, because he's done some good things for the Nuggets at times this year. It's just that you can't ignore the implosions, the times he's thrown a hand grenade into the team in the fourth quarter or what have you. There's no way that, and then the part that did it for me was the personality transfer. That somehow Russ's personality has been exactly what you want or need.
Yeah.
You know, and that oh yeah, he really, he's really emotional and he really gets after it at times. Like, yeah, it's nice if by this age he would have learned how to channel it a little bit better.
You would think if it was that good, then the six previous teams that he'd played on in the last 5 years would have kept him around.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Kevin Durant wouldn't have run away from Oklahoma City because ultimately that personality transfer wasn't quite taking hold the way that Stephen A. Smith thinks it can.
And that you're saying it. Well, and two more things on this as to why this is the champion. Then we'll get to the challengers here. First of all, 3 days after that, Michael Malone got fired by the organization, the head coach, as did the GM. But Michael Malone got fired, and a big reason why, reportedly from multiple outlets, is that he showed favoritism to Russell Westbrook. He wanted to play Westbrook. The GM wanted him to play younger guys. So that's a bit silly to me. The other thing is, you're having this take in the playoffs. You were 2 weeks away from the playoffs even starting. So what you're saying is Russell Westbrook, somebody who can implode at any time, is going to be what gets you through the two-month slog that is the NBA Finals. Like, this isn't a Game 7 coming up tomorrow, and you're saying Russell Westbrook is the key. This is a two-month journey through four best-of-seven series, and you're saying that the seventh guy on the roster, this would be like somebody saying emphatically that Jabari Smith Jr. is the reason why the Rockets are going to be in the NBA Finals.
Right.
Love Jabari Smith Jr., but I'm guessing that Jalen Green, Amen Thompson, Alperen Şengün, and any of the other veteran guys that are on this team might wind up being bigger reasons. It's just silly. So that's the champion right now. We've talked about that enough. So here are the challengers. This is, speaking of Stephen A. Smith, this is Matt Ishbia, the owner of the Denver Nuggets. Stephen A. Smith had a take that Ishbia, the owner, not Denver Nuggets, sorry, Phoenix Suns, that the owner of the Phoenix Suns, who's fired now three coaches in 3 years, might end up being the worst owner in all of sports. Here's Ishbia addressing that.
Matt Şengün with Forbes. I'm sure you, over the last couple of days, probably saw a national reporter make some, you know, ridiculous statements about you might be being the worst team owner or worst owner in professional sports history. Just kind of wondering what your response is, if you have one.
Yeah, so Stephen A. Smith, you know, I don't take much he says seriously, you know. I don't think many people do, to be honest with you. You know, the things he said about Kevin Durant, just wrong and disrespectful. The things he said about LeBron James were just disrespectful and inappropriate. And so with that being said, I don't really think Stephen A. believes that, what he said. I think, you know, he's doing his thing. He's on the mic and he's doing what he's doing. And I think he'll apologize to me because I think it's disrespectful to put my name in aligned with anybody that was kicked out of the league or no longer part. Like, yeah, if he wants to say for the first 2.5 years Manishby bought the team, we didn't win a championship, I think you probably said about almost every owner ever. But yeah, we had high expectations and we didn't win. We spent a lot of money and we didn't win. Yep. Be critical of me on that. But to even say that kind of stuff, like I said, that's just, I think, like I said, he'll apologize. I think he was out of line. And I think he knows that. I don't think he really believes that.
Okay, and he's saying that Stephen A. is going to apologize to him. That was why I thought it was a bad take. Like, Stephen A. ain't apologizing to you for that take or any take he has about
it's just
you.
Almost, yeah, it feels almost a little bit like a young recruit in World War II being like, I'm just going to have a good time with my buddies over there.
Right.
Maybe sample the French wine a little bit or something. Yeah.
They'll shoot me in the leg, but they'll probably apologize afterwards.
They'll probably bow down to our American superiority and not even want to fight. Yeah. I don't know about that.
You know, the worst part about that cut was the very beginning. Ben, play the very beginning. The reporter asking the question again.
Matt Şengün with Forbes. I'm sure you, over the last couple of days, probably saw a national reporter make some, you know, ridiculous statements about you might be.
Okay,
being
pause
the,
it right there. You can make some sort of ridiculous statement. Dude, you're the reporter. Just ask the question. Don't give your commentary on whether or not you think it's a ridiculous. You're trying to curry favor with the guy. You're with Forbes. That's a reputable outlet. Stop doing that. Is that a bad enough take by Ishbia that Stephen A. Smith would apologize to him to take down, ironically, Stephen A. Smith?
No.
I don't think so
just,
either.
Yeah.
All right, Stephen A. kicks out. He's still the champ.
It's also, and you know how I am with these. Once, if you're trying to defend yourself or stick up for your team or something, I tend to. It's hard. It's hard to have a really bad take when you're trying to defend your family and your home.
Yep.
And your billions and billions of dollars.
All right, next one. This is a good one here because this is Chandler Parsons kind of doing the same thing that Stephen A. Smith did with the champ, in which he's taking up for Russell Westbrook.
And obviously there was the big story of Pickett starting and Westbrook not playing as many minutes
scandalous.
And developing. That was this week.
Like, I know. It feels like forever.
But now the playoff series against the Clippers, against these other vet guys, if I'm Adelman, I'm going with Westbrook. Like he's
so we're starting back. So we're starting back from square one.
And in a playoff series, I'm sorry, I'm trusting Russell Westbrook, a first ballot Hall of Famer, more than a Pickett.
Because you can tweak if you have to.
And again, you're gonna space it out, you're gonna get Pickett. Even start Pickett, but I feel like to close a game, to close a series, I'm going with Russell Westbrook.
Oh yeah, I'm going with the guy who loses his head in big moments here. That was, a very similar take to Stephen A. Smith. So this is an easy one. Chandler Parsons' bad take on Russell Westbrook was it worse than Stephen A. Smith's take on Russell Westbrook?
Equally as bad. Yeah, it's still, it is. There's something about it that rubs me the wrong way just because it's this bowing down and kowtowing to the reputation of a player who is not what he used to be.
Future Hall of Famer.
Right. Yeah, somehow. You know what? Especially, you know, Chandler should know better in that, yeah, how about when you try to play Chris Paul heavy minutes?
Yeah.
And that was a guy who was currently still on a very good team and a very good player and everything. Yeah, the old guy. Push him to the brink,
yep.
so he can pull his hamstring at the end of the series.
All right, so Stephen A., if Seth has it as a draw, the champ retains. But go ahead, let's let him kick out, Ben. That's fine. All right, so Stephen A. remains the champion. Here's Deion Sanders. Here comes Coach Prime. He was asked about the jersey retirements, which unto itself is a bad take by the University of Colorado. That might be the worst take of all is the University of Colorado retiring two jerseys.
Or retiring Shedeur Sanders specifically.
Yeah.
You could have an argument about Travis Hunter. It's Shedeur Sanders. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or in general, a college team at all retiring jerseys always annoys me because there's only so many damn numbers on that huge bloated college roster.
Yeah, they got 100 players on the roster. But it doesn't really fit the ethos of this segment. This is Deion Sanders defending the decision to retire the jerseys of Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders.
You know, retired jerseys can be a sore subject.
Not really.
Alums.
This is the first time I ever seen it sore. I don't know if you know it, but I'm retired, man. I think every jersey during that played in is retired. So I'm pretty familiar with this. So it's never been sore.
But why do you think that? What was your message like maybe Buff Nation and Buff alums who are wondering
why? I don't have a message. I'm praying for my AD. I love him to life. Rick George. Let's get the elephant out of the room. I don't want to talk about this too long. I'm going to just talk briefly and let it go. We're talking about Shedeur. We ain't talking about nobody else. But his last name wasn't Sanders. We wouldn't have this discussion. The only reason we were having this discussion is his last name is Sanders. Okay? That's it.
Okay.
Now, this might be art. This might be art for two reasons. Two things that he said specifically. One, this is the first time I've heard a jersey retirement being an issue.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. For one, no, not quite. People have talked about it before. But exactly.
Yeah.
This is like, hey, everybody always wants to talk about the time I murdered that hooker. And like nobody in this family has ever done it before. And yeah, your wife would say, yes, we're talking about it for the first time because this is the first time anybody in this family has killed a hooker.
Has murdered a hooker, yes.
Yes. So, there's a reason it's the first time anybody's been making a big deal out of it.
Yep.
And then him saying if his last name isn't Sanders, that's precisely the issue,
yeah.
Deion.
Yeah.
Nobody, including any honest person.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Person at the University of Colorado thinks that Shedeur Sanders' jersey would be worthy of retirement if it weren't all part of the Deion Sanders package.
Okay.
That is this is almost artful in just how bad a take it is.
Okay.
Yes.
So does it pin Stephen A. Smith's take?
It pins Stephen A. Smith, and we still got one more to go in this round.
Okay. Here we go. We got a new champ. We got a new champ, and his name is Deion Sanders.
He spoke four sentences and self-owned himself in two of them. Right?
I love it. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, hey.
I couldn't wait for you to hear this take, man.
Hey, there's an asteroid 7 miles wide that's going to hit Manhattan tomorrow. Yeah. And, woof. It's the first time I've ever heard this be a big deal. Like, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. When unique and weird things happen, people tend to talk about
Name all the other asteroids that have hit the Earth.
Oh, it's like, oh, all of a sudden we care about asteroids. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, last one. This is a sports-related take because Angel Reese is the guest, but the actual take is from the host of the podcast.
Krishan Rock.
Krishan Rock, yeah.
Musician. And a podcaster, influencer, and what have you.
Yeah, she had Angel Reese on her podcast, and this was their exchange on the WNBA players making so much less income-wise than NBA players.
See, for women's sports.
Us getting paid our worth,
period.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're doing exactly what LeBron is doing, so what's... Angel Reese, what's going on?
Sis, I don't got the money for us just yet, but it's coming. It's coming.
Is it? I don't understand.
It's a lot. It's a lot that goes into it, but it's coming. Trust me, it's coming.
It's a lot that goes into it, like now, TV ratings.
Angel Reese kind of laughed, chortled when she compared Angel Reese to LeBron James.
Yeah.
So I give Angel Reese credit for that. And Krishan Rock is not a she doesn't probably know much about sports. For her to just at least not have any understanding at all of why there might be a difference.
Fair enough. Okay. Yeah. And I'll say two things in response to that. One, I credit Angel Reese. Now, Angel Reese has been among the most vocal WNBA players about how inequitable the pay is.
Right,
so that's what makes her, even she, who's been among the most vocal, realizes, that's a silly take.
Well,
that you do the same thing as LeBron.
Yeah, you know? And, there's parts of this where I just flat out, it's almost like... There can be bad take elements to this, but I just don't feel like it's worth the heat. We need to point this out. Krishan Rock, some of you may have seen this a few months ago on social media. The incredibly annoying and hard to figure out her success, Bobby Altoff, the podcaster.
Yeah.
She interviewed Krishan Rock. And this is Bobby Altoff interviewing Krishan Rock.
I didn't know that about you.
What do you know?
That you're a musician. But that's why I'm interviewing you today, so I can get to know you.
So I'm a musician.
Mm-hmm.
What the f*** that mean? Make magic or something? What is musician?
I think you're confusing that.
Yeah, I'm not no musician. I make music. I make music. And that's not all I do. I make music. I act. I'm a TV star, too. A young mogul. Uh-huh.
Just really quick, I think you're confusing.
I'm not confusing nothing because you don't know. You thought that all I was a magician or whatever the f*** you said.
See, that's what I think you think I said.
No,
I said musician, magician.
I don't think, baby. But I don't think.
I almost feel like she's disqualified from any take of Mania Heat. She's just
I don't
there.
Know. Can the listeners tell me whether that was a bit
staged,
or not?
Yeah.
I saw so many people. This is one thing we do as Gen X, Sean. I've noticed. So I'm very careful. I try to be very careful about it, believing every video I see of stupid people being stupid. We love to criticize the younger people for not being understanding sarcasm or irony, yet we're the first one to jump on some skit somebody does on social media and say, this is everything that's wrong with these people today. These kids just don't understand. And it's a skit. It's
so
a
that,
skit.
That could be a bit they were doing right there, you're saying?
It
went over our heads?
This Bobby Altoff, I can't figure out her old deal anyway. She's one of these monotone social media people that I'm too old to get it, so I don't know. I'll just say that Krishan Rock has been out there before with curious takes. And this, because the current one doesn't even come close to her not understanding the difference between musician and magician.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, she's not going to pin.
She's not going to pin Deion Sanders.
Deion, yeah.
Okay. Deion kicks out. So Deion's our new champion. That the other thing, just back to the Krishan Rock, you do what LeBron does. That would be she is, I'm assuming, a very successful podcaster.
Yeah.
That would be like picking some rando local basketball podcast and saying, oh, you do the same thing Krishan Rock does. Why don't you make more from your MMA podcast or your Texans podcast?
Yeah.
There's Krishan. There are people that do what you do, but not nearly to the extent. Should they get paid the same amount as you?
The Shedeur Sanders one, or the Deion Sanders one about Shedeur Sanders, I just honestly, for one, the other part of that take that's so bad is Deion bringing up the fact that he's had jerseys retired as if Shador's career has been anything remotely like Deion's.
Yes.
Like,
Not even close.
He disproved, like, he made three arguments against himself in one paragraph.
Yeah.
It was astounding. It was really amazing. And him acting like, hey, a quarterback without a winning record at a school that didn't win a bowl game getting his jersey retired less than a year after he was done playing wouldn't be a story anywhere else.
Right, right, right.
Unless his name is Sanders. My God, that's a bad take.
It can be tough to take down that one, I think.
That's a really, really bad take.
Yep. All right, speaking of Shador, let's talk a little NFL draft. We'll talk Rockets in the final segment of the show, get you ready for the NBA playoffs starting on Sunday. The range in which Shador could go, and how does this factor in? How does this entire quarterback thing factor in with the Houston Texans? We've got that coming up next.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.